WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Let's turn our focus to medical marijuana and legalized marijuana in Illinois. Joining us this morning is Pamela Althoff, the Executive Director of Medical Cannabis Alliance of Illinois. Pamela, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to focus today on the new market study about how the cannabis industry is, the marijuana industry is gearing up for not just handling medical marijuana, but also just legalized recreational marijuana. Talk to us a little bit about the study that was conducted and what the headline finding is.
Well, the study was conducted by a group out of Colorado by the name of the Marijuana Policy Group, and basically it was commissioned by our organization to show that we believe that the approved square footage for cultivation license holders in Illinois can meet the initial demand of a new potential adult use cannabis industry market.
And so that's very interesting because I know there were, at least I saw headlines when it was legalized in other states that there were initial shortages. So that's interesting. Talk to us a little bit about how they come up with how much they're going to need. How do they figure who's going to be using marijuana or not?
It's a science. Obviously, we look at other states, Washington, Oregon, California, and then we evaluate what the square footage that's been approved already is producing here in Illinois. And just to give you a few little facts, we have about 260,000 square feet in use today to meet the medical need. We have about 160,000 additional square footage that's been built and is currently not in use. And beyond that, there's almost another 500,000 square footage that's been approved by the state of Illinois and is under construction in anticipation of the new adult use demand coming on. So we believe that at least minimally, and it's been proven even by the state study, that the existing industry can meet minimally the first 2 years of any new industry in cannabis.
You watch, I guess, closely what happens in Springfield is the next thing. I know there was a report last week or maybe the week before that some lawmakers kind of want to put the brakes on legalized recreational marijuana. Is that the next step, is finding out what the will of lawmakers is in Springfield?
Well, you know, as with all things, there are two sides to every story. I believe that the sponsors, as well as the governor, has made it abundantly clear that this is an issue that's been talked about for a very long time. Governor Pritzker talked about it throughout his entire campaign. The two sponsors have been working on this bill for over 2 years. There are numerous town hall meetings that are going on. I think, again, it's just lawmakers want to get their arms around something that they're going to have to go home and talk about with their constituents. I think we've done a really remarkably good job in trying to educate people about what this program will entail.
You know, one of the things here is, I guess, and this is kind of maybe into the weeds just a little bit, is how, if they vote to do this, how we roll out licensing, how the retail aspect of all of this works. So there's a lot of decisions that still need to be made even after that vote is taken.
Actually, we're working on that right now. The governor's office has reached out to all of the stakeholders, state police, the Department of Public Health, the Department of Agriculture, and all the stakeholders involved in trying to break down into small groups and discuss, negotiate, and come up with solutions for all of those exact items. We've been meeting on a weekly basis for 2 weeks now.
Pamela, the survey shows the number of expected users of cannabis in Illinois is a little bit lower than, let's say, Colorado or some other places where this has already been legalized. What impact will that have on the potential recoup of tax revenue, potential tax revenue?
Well, honestly, it takes about 5 years to get to a fully mature market. Those are some of the numbers. Typically speaking, if you look at other studies in other states, you'll see that it takes a while for individuals to become comfortable with a new industry, and I think that that demand will see a trajectory that increases over time.
I know that you and a lot of other folks are watching other states that have done this already to learn lessons and to maybe find ways of not repeating mistakes. Talk to us a little bit about that. What have you learned or are you learning from some of these other states?
Well, I think that it's just as important to worry about under-demand as it is about over-demand. If you look at Oregon, you can see that they actually have approved licenses and had 6 years of oversupply. That's almost as dangerous as something as not being able to provide and meet the demand of a market. So I think it's really important to develop a methodology to try and determine where that demand level is and analyze that on a regular basis as we roll out the program.
Talk to us a little bit about how medical marijuana is going in the state. By all independent accounts of this, it has been very successful.
We've done a remarkable job. The state of Illinois has the gold standard model now for medical marijuana. Other states are copying our legislation. We've had no diversion. We've had no theft. It really is what we want to build the adult use model on. We want to keep that high level of regulation, our high standards. We've been very, very proud of this program.
Part of what you do is your association is an advocacy group for the growers and for the organizations that are involved in this. What do you still advocate for today?
We advocate for looking at the use of medical cannabis as an alternative, particularly, as you know, in the opioid crisis. We've done a lot of outreach and letting people know that this is an alternative. I also believe that we have some of the best people advising potential patients on what strains to use, how to use the cannabis. We've done a remarkable job.
And back to the legalized recreational marijuana story, there have been some who are concerned about how this might impact things like driving under the influence, workplace incidents, those kinds of concerns. How does your organization sort of answer some of those concerns, and what kind of conversation is going on about those issues?
Well, we leave that to the experts in that arena. The state police are working very collaboratively, again, with the bill sponsors as well as the governor's office in trying to address how this would look on the streets with people behind the wheel. So we leave that to those people who really understand those issues better than the medical. We would like to talk about licensing. We think we're experts in how to roll out a program. That's what we need to focus in on.
Yeah, and the other focus, too, is banking. The money issue here. Recently, the state treasurer wants to move forward with allowing marijuana companies to be able to put their money in a bank. How important is that to the process?
Well, we have our own financial relationships. We do like the fact that the Illinois State Treasurer, Michael Frerich, as well as several other legislators, are interested in ensuring that the state of Illinois is indicating to our financial institutions that we believe this is a viable market and that we're putting in as many protections as we possibly can. We do butt up against the federal illegality of the entire industry, but we have had very much success in finding our own financial partners so that it does not become a cash-based business.
Pamela, back to the survey. Anything I missed from that? Any other things that you want to highlight that maybe you pulled out of that study that we haven't talked about?
Just that, you know, Illinois is not similar to other states in usage. We do not have a high number of heavy users. And a heavy user would be somebody who would be utilizing cannabis every day, several times a day. We really don't have very high numbers in that regard. And I thought that was relatively interesting compared to some of the other states like California, even Michigan now that has legalized cannabis.
Then there's also the impact on the state's economy. We talked about the tax part of this, but what about the jobs part of it? Give us a sense of what this might mean to new jobs.
Very, very good, actually. We have high-paying, high-quality jobs in the industry. It's a high-science farming level of production. So we pay well. There's a great deal of interest in security. We have a high level of security opportunities in transportation from the cultivation sites to the dispensaries. We provide very, very good opportunity for people to get into the market.
And we recently spoke to one of the companies that's doing some of this, and they talked about how this is also potentially a boon for smaller parts of the state where some of these cultivation centers and operations could locate.
Absolutely, and let's not forget that while we're gearing up for a potentially new adult use market, that's also construction jobs out there as well.
Yeah. Pamela, this is good stuff. Thank you for being with us today, and we appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Pamela Althoff, Executive Director of Medical Cannabis Alliance of Illinois. You can find more online at mca-il.com. That's mca-il.com.